Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldster, dictating an endoscopy report. I'm Brianna Rodriguez, date of birth 3/1/2004. Date of procedure is January 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldster, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Angeles Otero. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroarteriodonoscopy with biopsies. Indication is GERD, epigastric pain. Description of procedure form, consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, system movements, too well explained to the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in muscle lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period, or well-lubricated lymphatic gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflexy was obtained in the cardio, period, air resection from the stomach floor to all the scope, period. The patient taught the procedure well done and complications findings. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. There was a approximately 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Chyma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, period. In the distal esophagus, the Z-line was regular at 34 centimeters from the bite block. Chyma distal esophageal biopsies were obtained for evaluation for reflux changes. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend abdominal images for further evaluation of epigastric pain. Abdominal imaging with ultrasound for further evaluation of abdominal pain. Next line. Next time, discuss with patient importance of anti-reflux precautions and limitation of spicy and acidic food. And avoidance of eating within 3 to 4 hours before bedtime period. We'll discuss famotidine therapy versus PPI therapy with patient in the office on follow-up as previously scheduled. Next line.